Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. Lake Ridge United Methodist Church has a concert series that they offer the community, and one of those concerts is coming up. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're at the Texas Tech University School of Music. We're visiting with Drs. Eric Allen and Alan Zabriskie here at the Texas Tech University School of Music. And Dr. Eric Allen is director, among other things, director of the Going Band from Raiderland, also the conductor of the Symphonic Band and assistant director of bands. But Eric, you have other things in the community that you do, in particular, Lake Ridge United Methodist Church. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, that's right. I'm involved with the music department at Lake Ridge. I'm the coordinator of instrumental and special music, and part of my role there is leading the orchestra on weekly services, but also I coordinate our concert series, the Lake Ridge Concert Series, and our primary ensemble is a chamber orchestra, the Lake Ridge Chamber Orchestra that we created 2 years ago. And so we do a regular series now, performing works and providing musical opportunities and artistic outreach for our community.
Right. And you have a concert that's coming on the 12th.
We do.
Of April.
April 12th will be our spring concert, if you will, and we'll be doing a collaborative concert with the Texas Tech Choir, and Alan Zabriskie will be performing Bruckner's E Minor Mass, and we're really excited to put that together.
Great. And other things on the program, too. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the concert will open. One of the things we pride ourselves in is the diversity of the programming. And we try to keep everyone interested in some way. And so this concert will open with the horn choir. Actually, the entire horn studio from Texas Tech will be performing the opening fanfare, led by Chris Smith and his horn studio. And so it'll be an exciting, triumphant opening fanfare, if you will. We'll segue to a movement of Mozart's piano trio, K502, the first movement of that, with Won Kyun Kim and Nathan Southwick and Christine Kralik will be performing, which will be a nice departure from the horn ensemble, and
right.
I think will be a nice way to set up what's to come with the large masterwork, the Bruckner E Minor Mass.
Right.
And then we'll conclude with a combined choir and ensemble, Texas Tech Choir will perform with the Lake Ridge Sanctuary Choir and the Chamber Orchestra, and Alan Zabriskie will be conducting that ensemble.
Right, right. Let's unpack just a little bit more.
Sure.
Specifically. The entire horn studio from Texas Tech, that's probably quite a lot of players.
Right, 26 players.
Right.
26 horn players will be in that opening fanfare. Chris Smith has just a terrific studio here at the university, and these students, his students, have gone on to perform in a variety of places, and from professional orchestras to the Navy Band and places like that. But he just does a terrific job, and he'll be conducting that ensemble.
It'll be a joyful noise for
it
sure.
It certainly will.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful sound of mass horns.
Sure,
terrific.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And then some chamber music, late Mozart. And the people that you told us about, those are all well-known people in our community.
Yes. Won Kyun Kim is our resident pianist at the church. She's also the associate director of music at the church. But she performs with groups all over the place. But we featured her as a soloist with the chamber orchestra. She's done Chopin's piano concerto and the Mozart C major piano concerto. And so she's just a terrific soloist, terrific accompanist, and just a world-class musician. And so we're thrilled to feature her as one of our staff members there. And also Nathan Southwick, violinist, and Christine Kralik, who are just terrific.
Excellent.
They'll be joining her on that fine work.
Excellent. Great. Alan Zabriskie, let me bring you into the conversation. So the entire university choir will perform, is that right?
Yes, about 40 singers, and we have just been thrilled for both the opportunity to collaborate with the Lake Ridge Chamber Orchestra and Dr. Allen, but also to perform this really monumental work of Bruckner's, one that's not performed a lot because of the performance forces. It's written for choir and wind ensemble,
which
is a little unique, and it's not easy either. In typical Bruckner fashion, just wide variety of textures from single voice section to 8 to 10 parts, key changes, and sometimes you don't know what the key it is, but if you do know what the key change or key it is, it might be changing every measure or so. And so just a combination of both of those things make it difficult, but also very exciting. Just a wide variety of tonalities and textures. It starts a cappella, which you would not expect, a 4-part women, and then switches to 4-part men, very Renaissance style, if you will, until the winds come in.
Right.
And then just creates that sense of contrast. And then a great contrast between the movements with the text of the Mass. And truly you can understand his own devotion to religion and to God. He was a devout Catholic.
Very pious man.
Correct.
Yes,
absolutely.
Right,
yeah. And you can hear that in the music, the way his understanding and interpretation of the text, and also his depiction of the Mass as a whole, with some really poignant moments. An iteration in the middle of the Credo of Jesu Christe, which is Jesus Christ, probably the softest, most ethereal part of the whole Mass, and it's just set up beautifully amongst some a little bit chaos of things in between or on either side of that. So just a brilliant way of understanding Bruckner and his connection to God through this beautiful music.
Right. And as you said, a devout Catholic, late 19th century Austrian composer, and it's a complete Mass, right? Everything from Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, the whole thing, right?
That is correct, right. Yes. And he divides up a couple of the movements, but yes, the entire Mass from beginning to end.
Right. And you mentioned something a minute ago that's very interesting. You said that there was kind of a Renaissance feel. And this, of course, would be part of that Sicilian thing where these Romantic composers thought about how music used to sound.
Correct.
Yeah, and so it's interesting.
Yes, and sets up the piece beautifully with that setting. I think really is an introduction to Bruckner's interpretation of the Mass immediately, the first note that you hear.
Right. Tell us about the scoring of the winds. This is really unusual. A full choir, a Mass, and a wind ensemble. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, and really he uses a colaparte throughout almost the entire Mass. So it's a doubling of the voices, except for some specific moments where he will bring some counterpoint into it with the instruments, or an interjection where the choir will sing and then the ensemble will sing. And it's just a typical, Eric might be able to talk better about the overall scoring, but it's a typical wind score.
Sure.
Regular winds?
Sure. We would, well, minus flute.
Okay.
We have pairs of oboes, bassoons, clarinets, 4 horns, 2 trumpets, and 3 trombones. Mm. And so the brass is available to support the big moments, but there's also some very transparent writing as well in the wind parts. Very continental at times, but also beautifully written, almost in a harmony music style, if you will. And so it's really fine how they work together with the voices. There's such a singing quality to the oboe and even the clarinet and the writing. So I think it's going to work really, really well.
Great. And Alan, on the last piece on the program is a setting of a hymn tune, I'm guessing, by Mack Wilberg. Tell us about that.
It is. Mack Wilberg's famous arrangement, or if it's not famous, it will be here in Lubbock, of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Growing up in Utah, I've sung and performed this work numerous times.
Right.
This will be my first opportunity to conduct it, and I'm excited for that. But it is the hymn tune, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, with typical Wilberg modulations. Building of textures, starts out with unison, sopranos and altos, four-part men there in the middle. Of course, he wrote this arrangement for BYU choirs and then Tabernacle Choir, of course, as well. And then great support of the climactic points with the brass ensemble and organ. And David Warren will be playing the organ.
Oh, brilliant. That concert. Great. Sounds very, very exciting. Great. Eric, tell us time, date, how to get there, all those things.
Sure. Well, we're at Lake Ridge United Methodist Church between Slide and Quaker on 82nd Street on the south side. The concert will begin at 7 p.m. next Friday, April 12th. And there is free childcare. We do ask that you, if you do plan to bring children and utilize the childcare, that you go ahead and go on our website at Lake Ridge and register your children so that we can appropriately staff the childcare area. The concert, as I said, begins at 7 p.m. There will be a reception to follow with some goodies and a time just to fellowship afterward. And,
right. And it's not ticketed? You can just go.
Not ticketed. Right. We hope that you'll come and enjoy an evening of beautiful music and really in some ways a prelude to Holy Week as we set up for Palm Sunday and everything that leads toward the Easter season.
Excellent. Great. Doctors Eric Allen, Alan Zabriskie, thank you both very, very much for being on the Front Row today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for having us.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.